that we're going to provide you is going to help you with, you know, understanding from a planning perspective, and then also maybe adding to your repertoire of knowledge when it comes to be a commissioner for the city. So we hope that this is going to benefit you, and we'll follow up with you after this meeting to discuss how to get to it. I wanted to say first, I'll apologize, but because next year I would like to do this a little bit differently, where I have you guys at the city council meeting. But we had a proclamation done for the city that the month of October is Community Planning Month. And so I want to make sure that you guys are there next time to actually accept this proclamation for the city. And so I just wanted to let you know that we did get this done, and the mayor gave it to us, and I'll pass it around to you if you'd like to see it.
Thank you.
Real quick, just to make sure that, again, since our town provides a great deal of events, we have some really neat events coming up here in the month of October. The Big Show on the 15th, the 22nd Bluegrass Fall Festival. In November, we have Light It Up on the 18th, and the Holiday Parade on December 3rd. If you weren't involved in the Homecoming Parade rally that we just had this past Wednesday, it was a lot of fun. I got to go see my daughter out on the streets of Tomball. They shut it down. I've never been before, so it was new to me. It was very interesting. So if you have an opportunity to go to these events, please attend. I wanted to let you guys know that the other two text amendments that we brought forward for lot sizes in the streets, the street systems, those were approved. Again, all the PIDs that are currently under review for Pine Trails, Rayburn Reserve, and Woodleaf are moving on down the line. They're very close to being adopted at this present time. I wanted to let you know that we had three long-term officers. A proclamation was done for them on October 3rd for Officer Ariaga, Officer Dory, and Officer Williams. Mm-hmm. They all had 25 plus years with the city of Tomball, and so they'll be sorely missed, but we wish them well. If you happen to see them up and around, please wish them well. Wanted to let you guys know that the budget got approved. There was a change to our master fee schedule. We did some adoptions of some new fees for the city to bring us more in line with what's going on with surrounding cities. Some of our fees were fairly low, and so we brought them up to speed for within the rest of the other jurisdictions around us. We also approved a small minor adjustment to our tax rate, which is very exciting. And then we are in the midst of approving a very new pumper fire truck for the city of Tomball. So these are just some things I thought you would like to know. That's all I have for you now.
Thank you. Okay. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of September 12th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Okay, is there any corrections to the minutes or adjustments? Okay, would you please call the roll, Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. We haven't received any petitions or anything. That's what you said a few minutes ago, Kim. Okay, thank you. Okay. New business. Request from the Tomball Economic Development Corporation and Tortuga Operating Company to amend Chapter 50 of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 17.08 acres of land legally described as being all of lots 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Tomball Business and Technology Park, Section 2, from single-family residential 20 to Light Industrial. The properties are located within the 1900 block of South Persimmon Street, east and west side within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. So, anyway, staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Jared Smith. I am the city planner for the city of Tomball. I'll be presenting B22-309. Request is to rezone approximately 17.08 acres within the 1900 block of South Persimmon Street from single-family residential 20 to light industrial zoning. This subject property has been within Tomball since 1909. All properties are currently vacant. The reason for this request is, it's my understanding, is to allow for additional expansion of the existing Tomball Business and Technology Park, which is immediately south of the subject sites. Here is a location map showing the extent of the subject properties crosshatched in yellow. Here are four photographs of the subject properties. The left-hand photos are the subject sites on the east side of Persimmon, and the right-hand photos are the subject site, the subject property on the west side of South Persimmon. As you can see, they're all vacant at this time. Additional photos showing the surrounding properties. The left-hand photos are the east side of Persimmon. Just south of the subject site is presently vacant, but staff is currently reviewing a plan for an office warehouse at that location. And then just north of the subject property on the east side is a single-family residential lot, a large single-family residential property. And on the right-hand side are the photos, of the subject neighbor, the neighboring properties, which are just south and north of the subject site. North is currently vacant, and then south is an existing office warehouse facility. Current zoning map showing that the subject properties are presently zoned single-family residential 20. They have been zoned single-family residential 20 since 2008, when the city first adopted zoning. All properties surrounding the subject site on the north, east, and west sides are currently within an SF20 zoning classification, and sites immediately southeast of the subject properties are in the light industrial zone classification, which is what is being requested here today. Future land use map. This property is designated as business park and industrial in the future land use map. This category is intended to create opportunities for employment and should be located near or along adequate thoroughfares that provide convenient access for vehicular traffic, including freight. South Persimmon Street is identified in our major thoroughfare plan as being a minor arterial street. Streets such as this are ideally suited for commercial traffic, as they generate necessary exposure as well as convenient vehicular access for commercial businesses to succeed. According to the comprehensive plan, the requested light industrial zoning is appropriate and a compatible zoning district for this business park and industrial land use category. Here's a notification map showing a 300-foot notification radius surrounding the subject property. All owners of these properties which fall within that 300-foot notification area were notified of this zone change request. City staff has received zero responses in favor and zero in opposition at this time. The request to rezone the subject property to light industrial is in alignment with the business park and industrial land use category identified in our future land use map, which was adopted by the comprehensive plan, with the comprehensive plan by City Council in 2019. The zone change request will achieve the comprehensive plan's goal of working with the Tomball Economic Development Corporation to support local businesses, as well as increase employment opportunities. The request supports the comprehensive plan's goal of encouraging the continued growth of the existing Tomball Business and Technology Park. And with all that said, city staff is recommending approval to you all today on zoning case P22-309. And I will now turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, commissioners and staff. Kelly Weiland, the executive director of the Tomball Economic Development Corporation, 29201 Quinn Road, Suite B, Tomball, Texas, 77375. The subject site is part of an 18.9 acre tract that the TEDC purchased a number of years ago in anticipation of working with the city to facilitate the extension of South Persimmon as well as the drainage infrastructure along that area. The remnant pieces, we were able to work and negotiate with Tortuga. There were some pipelines that were crossing as well as tandem lines that were crossing the sites as well as the right-of-way, and so we had some rerouting that we had to do, allocating some new easement areas, and we were able to end up with lots 1 and 3 and have clean titles to both. We had some title issues overall with the site because there were 3 different parties that were involved in the ownership. They were both out of state. One was in Los Angeles, one was in Louisiana. So we've had a number of years of trying to work through some of the challenges with this site. And this site, as I said, the intent initially really was to get the road facilitated and move forward on this site. These 2 lots, lot 1 and 3, are really remnants for us. It made sense to work with Tortuga and move forward as a kind of overall rezoning so that we weren't looking at a spot zoning for both sites. And we're looking forward to hopefully being able to sell the sites and move forward with some business and industrial properties in there. I'd be happy to answer any questions you'll have from us.
Okay, thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P22-309 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:14 p.m. Do we have anybody who has signed up to speak on this request or anything to read into the record?
I do. Paul Beavers, did you care? He is representing Tortuga. Did you have anything to expand on that? Okay. And then Donna Winfrey, 3717 Emmett's Auto Boulevard.
Emmett Hudson Boulevard, okay. Baytown, Texas, 77521.
Okay, if you'll state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Donna Winfrey. I live at 3717 Emmett Hudson Boulevard in Baytown, Texas. And for full disclosure, I'm in my 2nd term as vice chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission in the city of Baytown. I'm a realtor and I represent Mrs. Roberta Casafuma on, she owns the lot that is east of that, the most, I don't know if we have a pointer, but she owns that lot and I really don't have any opposition at all. We don't to this rezoning. We'll be coming back to have her property rezoned as well as SF2 right now. We just are here actually to talk to staff later about a right-of-way that gets her to South Persimmon. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, I didn't know you had to sign up to speak. Oh. Is it too late?
No. No, if you'll just come up front and state your name and address for the record. You want to speak on this particular case?
Yes, I would, please.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My name is Paul.
No, you say it when you come up to the podium, please. That's the only way she can hear it and it'll record.
My name is Paul Ledenka, and I am a property owner adjacent to this. Is this working?
It should be.
It should be.
I mean, I can't hear myself.
I can't either. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So again, I'm a property owner.
Could we have your formal address, please?
Okay, 1631 South Persimmon.
Thank you.
I've been keeping an eye on this property for a long, long time because it's right next to me. And when they started putting the Tomball Business Park in, you know, I was well aware of everything that's going on there. And then when they put the road through, you know, they had to buy easement and land from us. And so I was very aware of what was going on out there. And I first noticed the city, and I'm going to say the city, I mean the Tomball Economic Development Council, when they purchased this land, which is roughly 18 acres or so, at the time that they purchased it, the, even, you know, the future land use map, which is something that I've seen used here many, many times, or several times, let's say, whenever a property wants to be rezoned. Well, let's see what the future land use map says. I mean, you got to go by something. The city of, the Tomball Economic Council bought this land, or at least portions of it. Even the future land use map showed it to be residential. And at that time, I inquired, and I wanted to purchase some of that land, you know, not the whole chunk of it, just a piece of it, you know, 2 acres or whatever. And it didn't happen, mainly because the city, or not the city, the Tomball Economic Development Council gave Tortuga 12 acres of land out there to cross over abandoned pipelines. I mean, I wasn't here when that council meeting happened, or even if, I'm not even sure if I could have been invited, but for what land is going for, they settled for about $1.5 million to, you know, cross some old flow lines. I'm in the business. I used to do oil and gas for 40 years. You don't have to give people land to cross over their pipelines, but they did. and the only point I want to make tonight is that these future land use maps, I mean, if you're going to use that as your go-to, I mean, that's, to me, is where the public should be invited to comment on, because if all of a sudden a new future land use map dated, the old one was 2016, and the new one came out in 2019, and all of a sudden, boom, the land that the TDC, the company bought, all of a sudden, the future land use map shows it to be, you know, in the future, it's going to be commercial. I think we all know that commercial land sells more than residential. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And for them to just give Tortuga $1.5 million worth of land, knowing very well that what's going to happen with this land, you know, it seems like this has already been decided. So that's the only comment I have. And you know, as far as me and my land, you know, I have children. I've got three children that live in this area that, you know, we're thinking we might build some homes out there. But it doesn't look like, you know, we're going to want to do that anymore. Not to mention, as far as oil and gas goes out there, you know, I've been stepped on. You can look back in 2008. I was pretty much told to go sit down when a oil company wanted to re-enter a well on my property, a plugged well. And anyway, I think that the residents, you know, it's the game is fixed. It's what it looks like to me. And if somebody wants to comment on the timing about when these future land use maps are made and how they're used, I'll be happy to listen to that, because that's really where the decisions are made. I mean, and as far as this land here goes, do we know who we're going to sell it to yet? What kind of business they're going to put up? Or are you just rezoning it so you can sell it? I mean, I'm sure the city probably paid less than $50,000 an acre out there, and I know it's going for more than $150 now. So, you know, as far as your zoning goes, it makes a difference, and especially on that future land use map. I would like to have some say in that before, you know, it gets to this point. Anyway, sorry for being unorganized. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.
Just want to, anyone else signed up to speak, or is there anyone else who would like to speak on this matter? Thank you. Okay, let the record show that the public hearing is not closed. And the time is 6:23 p.m. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P22-309?
I move that we approve zoning case P22-309.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions of either the applicant or staff or the EDC?
I'd kind of like to know where his property is in relation to this, what we're fixing to vote on.
Okay. Can you tell us that, Jared?
It's on the east side.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry, but staff will take care of that. Thank you, though.
Give me 1 second. I'll get us there.
Okay. Yes, sir.
This parcel, these two parcels, and the property in question is this parcel. So he owns the property immediately north of it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson?
No.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tay?
Nay.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Motion fails, 2 votes nay, 2 votes aye.
Thank you. Okay. Zoning case P22-310, a request by 18121 Calvert, LLC, represented by Lewis Smith, to amend the City of Tomball's comprehensive plan to update the major thoroughfare plan map, removing the proposed east-west extension of Medical Complex Drive, which is currently designated as a minor arterial from the major thoroughfare plan map, specifically being the segment that is planned to extend approximately 1.05 miles from the western right-of-way boundary of Calvert Road to the southeastern right-of-way boundary of FM 2920 within Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Once again, my name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner for the City of Tomball. As Barbara has mentioned, the request is to remove a proposed planned segment of Medical Complex Drive, which actually realigns with Trifle. It's a proposed minor arterial, which is extending from the western right-of-way boundary of Calvert to the southeastern boundary of FM 2920, approximately 1.05 miles. Quite a bit of background on this roadway in particular, so I'll kind of briefly touch on that. In 2008, the Houston-Galveston Area Council conducted the FM 2920 Access Management Study, as well as the Livable Centers Downtown Plan for the City of Tomball. Within the context of these studies, there is reference to the need to improve parallel east and west facilities that provide alternative connections to FM 2920. The study specifically identified Medical Complex Drive as one potential alternative connection. In 2009, the City of Tomball adopted a comprehensive plan that built on this concept of providing alternative east and west connections, and once again identified Medical Complex Drive as being a suitable roadway for said connection. In 2019, construction was completed on a section of State Highway 249, which is the Tomball Tollway, and it runs just west, or on the western extent of Tomball. This construction did not account for an underpass or any kind of flyover at the intersection of Medical Complex Drive, which effectively cut off Medical Complex Drive ever becoming a true bypass from the east side of town to the west side of town, to kind of bypass the downtown area and help alleviate congestion on 2920. In 2021, City Council approved an ordinance that actually downgraded the subject segment of Medical Complex Drive from a major arterial to a minor arterial street between State Highway 249 and FM 2920. In 2022, just a few months ago, you may all recall, a request was presented to City Council to remove the easternmost segment of Medical Complex Drive, which extended from the eastern right-of-way boundary of Huffman-Corville up to Mahaffey Road. That request was ultimately denied, and rather than removing that segment, it was downgraded to a minor arterial, much like the subject segment was. And that occurred in July of 2022. The applicant is now seeking to remove the westernmost segment of proposed Medical Complex Drive, which also will kind of align with Tricol. Once again, it's a planned minor arterial street. He's wanting to remove it entirely from the major thoroughfare plan map. According to information which was provided by the applicant, the intent is to develop a multifamily apartment complex at the planned intersection of Calvert and what would be the western extension of Medical Complex Drive. And according to the applicant, that proposed minor arterial would be a hindrance on the overall development of his site. Here is an aerial location map, which is highlighting or identifying the segment of proposed roadway that we are discussing today, crosshatched in yellow. Our current major thoroughfare plan map, as it stands today, I've clouded this segment, maybe a bit difficult to make out there, that we were actually discussing. So it's at the westernmost extent of the City of Tomball. A few photographs, bear with me, it's kind of difficult to orient a road that doesn't exist. But these first photos are kind of the proposed alignment. So the top left-hand photo is what would be the western extent of Medical Complex Drive, heading west from the Calvert and an existing Medical Complex Drive intersection. Just beneath that, the bottom left-hand photo is where that extension would actually pick up at a Tricol. And then the top right-hand photo is where the proposed alignment of where it would continue westward towards FM 2920, where Tricol begins to bend back north. And then the bottom right-hand photo is the approximate location of what would be the intersection of that minor arterial street in FM 2920. Once again, I have a few other photos. These are kind of the existing conditions on the ground. The top left-hand photo is the existing segment of Medical Complex Drive, which is extending between State Highway 249 and the eastern right-of-way boundary of Calvert. And the bottom right-hand photo is the existing pavement for Tricol, if you're looking westward. Current zoning map, this is important because because you can obviously see that there's no zoning that is applicable for the majority of this segment of Medical Complex Drive. That's because it's actually outside of the city limits entirely at this point in time. It's within our ETJ, and so we have the ability to propose roadways, but no, at this point, without it being annexed into the city, we don't really have any true projects on the books to actually do this improvement ourselves as a city. So it would be development driven at the end of the day as it stands today for people to actually dedicate right of way towards this future street. The future land use map, so although this property does not, or this segment of the roadway does not fall within the city limits, we still plan for it long range. And this is quite important, actually. So the majority of the segment of medical complex, or Tricol, which is proposed to be a minor arterial street extending between State Highway 249 and FM 2920, you can see that red color that's on the north side of this planned roadway. That's our corridor commercial future land use category, which, as the name kind of implies, is intended for commercial land uses. So if the day ever comes where someone does annex their property into the city limits, a suitable zoning classification that may very well be adopted would be commercial. So it would not be out of question to see in the future, and again in the future, the northern segment of this proposed roadway being dedicated as some form of commercial activity. Minor arterial streets are customarily appropriate for distributing traffic from major road classifications such as major arterials, State Highway 249, or FM 2920, as well as they're designed to carry large volumes of traffic that would be generated from commercial activity. So with that being said, it does, although it won't be a true bypass, it still very well may serve a useful purpose to help distribute future traffic if this were ever to manifest this commercial activity on this segment of our city. Notification map. So city staff did send out notification letters to owners of properties within 300 feet of this subject segment of the proposed minor arterial street. There was a bit of confusion as far as what was actually happening. People get notes in the mail, and it says a road's coming through, and they think that we're coming through with the project to build a road. That's not the case. All of the responses that we got were against this request, but I think that there was some confusion, because if you actually read what is in the context of their responses, they are very much in favor of removing this segment of the roadway. I think if you read through these, what you'll find is the largest concern they have is the amount of traffic that will be generated down this, what has been a residential road for so long. That is the primary concern that you will read again and again out of the four responses that we got. Again, they were against it in what they had in their true response, but if you read the context, they're truly in favor of removing it. They don't want this roadway to be built. So, only two of those responses I could find actually fall within that 300-foot notification area. Two others I could not locate within that buffer. So I indicated the two that do fall within that buffer with the green dots that you see here on this map. So although the initial plan to utilize Medical Complex Drive as a east-west bypass for FM 2020 was hindered by the construction of State Highway 249, we as city staff believe that the comprehensive plan supports alternative east-west connections that may help alleviate future congestion along FM 2920. Furthermore, the removal of this proposed minor arterial street would be contrary to the goal identified in numerous studies, as well as both comprehensive plans for the city of Tomball to provide those alternative east-west connections. Also, the most recent future land use plan map, which we shared here today, does identify this segment of the roadway to be intended for commercial purposes. And as I stated, this minor arterial street would be best suited to help distribute the traffic that may result from whatever future commercial activity may end up at this location sometime in the future. So. With all that said, city staff is recommending denial of the request to remove this proposed segment of the minor arterial street from our major thoroughfare plan. Thank you.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case? State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Lewis Smith. My address is 22316 Coves Road, Tomball, Texas, 77377. I have a handout here that I'd like to give you all, if that's okay.
Yes, Nathan, thank you. Thank you.
So basically, I guess what I would like you to do would be to look at the maps in the back after the first couple of pages.
I have it pulled up on the screen, so you can talk to us.
Okay, there it is up there too, but you can see it from your handout. Anyway, the whole point was the major thoroughfare plan was supposed to be a bypass around Tomball on the east side to the west side to alleviate the traffic on FM 2920 Main Street through town. So basically, when 249 was built, the bypass, there was no provision for an overpass or underpass there, which completely eliminated it. And so it was up to the city of Tomball to go to TxDOT and go, this is part of our major thoroughfare plan. We need this to get around town. So they didn't do it. City of Tomball didn't do it. So that is a medical complex is a one block street that doesn't really do anything. It has no traffic on it. There's a motel and an industrial park on it, but there's really no traffic at all on it because it doesn't do anything. So this is project, you know, if you put it through, it's not going to carry any traffic anyway because nobody's, it doesn't go anywhere. It just dead ends into 249. So you're not going to have anything from that perspective. So this map shows, so much has changed out here in the last 5-10 years. You look at this map, this shows the 14 acres, and then above it is the 20 acres. This was a 45 acre track in three tracks. And Flood Control bought this top track as part of a detention a major regional detention plan. Are y'all aware of that? It's called, this is the map of that. And so this is going to be a huge detention pond and goes all the way down to Holdrith and behind these properties in the future. So y'all have that as commercial, but it can't be commercial because it's going to be a lake, a pond. So you need to recheck. You're going to completely have to change your future land plan, and that affects this property as well. So if you look at you look behind that, we have these three tracks left, and so this is all part should be all part of a major development plan. Kind of a mixed-use plan to benefit the city of Tomball. And also, if you put that street through there, you can't, it diminishes the size of the Ranger tracks, and it also damages the shape of the tracks as well. And so it won't be able to be what it could have been at the time. So Vista, can you put the major thoroughfare plan up there? Can you see it? Well, basically, you already have Calvert Road is pretty much a major thoroughfare right now. If y'all wanted to work on something, you should widen Calvert. And Alice goes into the freeway, too. It has an overpass. So you have this loop bypass already that goes around, and that's what everybody takes. And it goes back to Cherry Street. And Cherry Street is only a third of a mile back to Medical Complex, so it's very close. So you'd have this loop that comes up and around, you already have it. And this project that you're talking about doesn't do what you wanted to do. Of course, I'm for major east-west thoroughfare for the city of Tomball. I'm from here. I know what it needs. And so if you really wanted to do something, you'd take Alice Street and run it back up, because it goes under the freeway back and connect to 2920. And you would have your loop. And this just goes nowhere. There's no traffic on it. And it doesn't do anything. Medical complex. And I can also show you some problems about the design of it, too. Of course, on this side, Here's the property. Oh, if you can see it there. But it's up in this corner, and there's a medical complex. Well, flood control has like a 400-foot right-of-way across here that is parallel to Charco Road. Well, you're going to have to build a bridge over that, or bridge that. It's not just like a simple project to do this, is what you're talking about. And this road is, that you're planning is going to make an S through. After our property, it makes like a 90, and it makes an S, and goes back and curves around to connect into Tricol, which is not something that you would expect to, like, move traffic across town or something like that. It's going to make a big turn. And then you're going to have, you're going to have an intersection at Tricol on the east, right? So you're going to have a stop sign or a stop light or something right there. And then you're going to go down to 2920, and the major thoroughfare plan has it going, well, Tomball Cemetery, it makes a loop and it goes up to Tomball Cemetery Road, and it's like 300 feet from the loop on Tricol this way to 2920. But the Tomball plan has it to go straight through. So what you're going to have when you do that, you're going to have two roads intersecting 2920 within 400 feet of each other. And so if you think there's going to be any traffic on Tricol going south to where it goes east, you're going to put 10 cars on there, and they'll be stacked up into 2920. Same thing going if you do it that way. And so you're going to have like a stoplight at Tomball Cemetery, a stoplight at Tricol, and then you got the city of Tomball water plant over there. And it's all within a few hundred feet of each other. And I don't think TxDOT's would even approve a configuration like that. So you have that. You have that mess up there. Then you're going to have stop signs right there at that intersection as well, or stoplight. And then you have to come down here, and you're going to have a stop sign or stoplight or Tricol. And the new medical complex hits. See how it like makes an S and goes through the property? That's not a very advantageous road configuration for moving traffic. And so it's not going to do what you want it to do. That's all I'm saying. I mean, people aren't going to do that. It's going to cause problems. I don't even know if you can actually do that. I mean, it looks nice on paper, but the configuration of the road, all the problems with the stoplights, the stop signs, and getting people through there, it's easier just to take Tricol Road, go up Tricol Road to Calvert Road, and then come back down, and you go like 45 or 50 miles an hour to Calvert and come down. The distance is like a quarter of a mile, but by the time you go through, I mean, about a third of a mile, the distance, by the time you take all that time to go through there, you could have been around there and gone a long way before that. So it's really a time management thing as well. It's just not going to do anything. People aren't going to use it, I don't think, when they have to go through all that trouble. Mm-hmm. And it's going to damage our property, because you can see the shape of the property is going to be hindered because of that. So, y'all have any questions?
Where's the proposed apartment complex? I'm sorry.
So basically, it's the major thoroughfare thing that I'm talking about right now. I've had other people that want to do single family, you know, higher density single family, and, you know, multifamily on the 14 acres, and, you know, some commercial on the others. Are all of it residential. So it's really kind of in a planning stage. It should be like, I would like to get rid of the thoroughfare because it doesn't do anything. And then this can all be planned into something that would be a benefit to the city. And you see the land in the north up here, which is the 20-acre detention pond? That could be all planned into, you know, a park as part of the property, you know, put jogging trails. I mean, that would be something the city could do or work with Harris County to do to make it part of it. But this would kind of, you know, that would kind of mess up the whole thing as well.
you know, putting the street through there. But nobody goes on it. They all actually go, I'm telling you, they go down to Alice, and they cut around and salute. They come back, they get off at Alice when they come home, they come around here, up Calvert, and then out. And that's kind of the way that goes. So the other thing that would be, I would recommend too, would be to extend Calvert down to Holdren, and that's a loop, around another loop, that's actually going to carry a lot of traffic, and you'll be parallel to 249. Instead of like spending all your money doing this, and it's not going to really do anything, and it's just going to mess up our property. I mean, you can table it or think about it or whatever, but that's kind of what it is. And I'm not really pushing for a certain kind of zoning at this point. But I would say that the multifamily development would be $30 or $40 million in taxes revenue that you tax for the city of Tomball, as well as other stuff that would be developed, the other two tracks. So you're talking about, you know, significant tax revenue with, I don't think about any much benefit at all, and a lot of money for the city of Tomball to do that. So, any other questions
or thank you.
Comments?
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
The public hearing on case P22-310 is now called to order. Let the record show that the time is now 6:49 p.m. Has anyone signed? Is there anyone here who would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak, and please state your name and address for the record. Do we have any?
I have Florence Langston. She resides at 15602 Treacle Road, Tomball 77377.
All right, thank you.
And she is wishing to speak in favor of.
I'm Mrs. Langston, and I live on Treacle. And my daughter will take over for me to talk to y'all.
And my name is Deborah Weed.
And your address, ma'am?
31207 Stella Lane, Tomball, Texas, 77375.
Thank you.
She's in favor of removing case P22-310. She has a private property there. She's been there a long time. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't understand what happened to 249, that they forgot to put the underpass under. Because we drove, and then they're going to try to put a road to Treacle in front of her land when she doesn't even need any traffic there because it floods across the street. I don't know if y'all been down 2920 when they put the barrels up. Mm-hmm. All right, that goes behind. That's what that all that green stuff is for. So she said it would be a disaster. Fortunately, her property is the only piece of property that is not on it. She has an acre and a half. Mm-hmm. So she would be in favor of removing this proposal.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have her information? Yes. Okay. Is there anyone else? We have, do we have anyone else who'd like to speak regarding this request? Okay, we have multiple comment pages here. Would y'all like to have them read into the record? And everybody's got copies, and I don't know about y'all, but I've read them. So would you like them just put into the records?
My comment regarding that is that I believe staff has thoroughly explained it. Maybe they could explain it and restate it one more time. The confusion here is clear that, as staff mm-hmm. stated previously when they I don't want to put words in staff's mouth. I just think it'd be better if staff stayed.
Okay. I'm asking right now as to do we want to have them read into the minutes, or do you all want to accept them?
Oh, I see.
And put them into the minutes as is.
I would like to accept them as they are.
Okay.
Accept them.
Okay.
Accept them.
I need a second to accept that.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you want to call the roll so we'll have it official. We're not closing up here. We just voted on reading these into the records, so I need a vote called.
Commissioner Harris.
It's not here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Moore.
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Okay. These will be read into
motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, is there anybody else present who would like to speak on this case before I close the public hearing? All right. Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed. Let the record show it is now 6:54. Okay. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P22-310?
So moved.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Is there any discussion or additional questions?
Can we get a run through from staff on what we're voting for again?
Yeah, yes. Jared, would you give us a recap?
Sure. So,
short.
Cliff notes. So in 2009, whenever we initially adopted a comprehensive plan, with that, the major thoroughfare plan was also adopted. And mm-hmm. at that time, they had this big plan for east-west bypass for the city of Tomball. And medical complex is going to be that bypass. Fast forward, TxDOT did not account for an underpass or a flyover. So that bypass really is kind of squashed, essentially, without some mm-hmm. really large engineering feat taking place. But we, as a city, did come forward in 2021 and downgrade this segment of medical complex to a minor arterial. So clearly we still find there to be some value to this road being there. So what the proponent is wanting is for us to remove that westernmost segment, which I have clouded here on the map, mm-hmm. from our major thoroughfare plan entirely. So what that means is moving forward, if any of these properties were to annex into the city limits, or even if they don't annex, mm-hmm. If anyone were to develop, we would not be requesting any additional right-of-way to build this road in the future. So, in short, the request is to remove the western extent of medical complex, this minor arterial street that mm-hmm. you see on the map that's clouded.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the emails that came in where everybody's against it is actually against.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so that.
Against not removing it.
Correct. That's where the confusion came in. So okay. Everyone who is against it in their email is actually against the road being there. So they are actually in favor of removing it.
And staff's recommendation?
Is to keep it as is.
Thank you. Do y'all have any other questions to staff or anything?
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
I have two questions of staff. Going back to some of the maps, I see a pink and sometimes purple line between Medical Complex Drive and Cemetery Road, crossing 249. Can you explain that to me?
Are you talking about Tomball Cemetery Road?
Tomball Cemetery okay. Road, yes.
Which map is that? Could you help me?
Yeah, if you back up a little. Okay, well, that one was there. Go down one. Yeah, see that purple line between, oh, I'm sorry, Park Road, excuse me.
Okay.
I was incorrect. Park Road and Medical Complex Drive. Yes.
Yes.
What is that?
That is a GIS anomaly that needs to be corrected. So that was a projected center line that never.
I just needed a clarification on that. Now, I do have a second question. Going to the applicant's map of the Harris County Flood Control District.
Mm-hmm.
And could staff possibly, and I don't know if you can, but could you possibly comment on what a concept of the roadway, future roadway, would look like crossing over if we were to superimpose it on this? And could you possibly comment on what kind of expense that is building a bridge compared to just a road?
Well, I can't really give you that without someone actually bidding it out in the engineering department, but I can kind of give you an idea as to what that alignment looks like, right? So hopefully this is clear.
Okay, before you answer, could I ask her a question real quick, Jared?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You're talking about crossing under 2920?
No, no.
Okay, are you talking about the two roads east to west?
I'm talking about the proposed road that's in our plans, in the city's plans. As they stand today, what would that look like going over the Harris County Flood Control District map that's showing their future plans for the same...
Same area.
...property, same area, yes.
I don't know that they can answer that, but can you possibly?
It may be difficult to make out on this photo, but this is medical complex.
Mm-hmm.
So this, and I've tried to kind of
line it up a little bit, yeah.
So yeah. It's going to carry just basically parallel up to this point here, mm-hmm. and then swing south. Mm-hmm. And then there will be likely some need for a bridge. Mm-hmm. Again, that's not my world of expertise, but bridges get built every day. And pick back up where Tricle already exists, the pavement Tricle exists. So it will carry, it will span this channel here in some form or fashion.
And my last question is, I think it was a good point showing that the two roadways coming out on 2920, if we have a map of that somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Would be approximately 400 feet apart. Do we have any way of roughly estimating if that's a good measurement?
Mm.
Right here, yes, down here.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be, the proposed new road would be from Tomball Cemetery Road, roughly 400 feet is what we were. Oh, well, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Less than that.
180.
590. That was in metrics.
590. Okay, thank you.
That's approximate. I wouldn't take that. It's
sure. 600. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You have any more questions that you'd like to ask?
No.
Sure. I want to make sure you got them all answered.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Jared. Okay, does anybody else have any other questions they'd like to ask? Commissioner Morris?
Yeah, I'm just, not familiar enough with it all, mm-hmm. that area. But when in 2009, when that plan was put in place, was anybody around? Was that met with a lot of opposition?
I was here.
You were there?
Yeah, I brought the program to Tomball.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious how that went over in this area.
It went over fine. There was not a lot of objection or any discussion. I know the downtown area was predominantly what was driving that, and it went well. I do know that, just personal knowledge, that a lot of these things have changed because of the way the roadways have changed due to deterioration time. So the last time I had talked to Harris County about the flood, all I know about it is the fact that they're still working on it, and with all the new development coming in, I think it's being brought forward and will maybe hopefully be addressed sooner, and we'll get a little bit more information.
So then it was downgraded to a lower, what's the term, not a major, but a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And what year was that?
2021.
Mm-hmm. So that's fairly recent then.
Okay.
All right, that's all I had.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. So, would you please call the roll for the vote, Kim?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Commissioner Anderson?
Nay.
Commissioner Ross?
Nay.
Commissioner Tagg?
Nay.
Commissioner Moore?
Nay.
Motion fails unanimously.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Moore. Would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Moore?
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore, did you say aye or nay?
I said aye.
Okay.
In between aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
Came out sideways.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 7:03 p.m. Thank you all very much. Oh, that's scary.